Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Smarter than a former drug dealer trivia. That's a game that I play with you, the audience, on Patreon. You take on Dale, in a previous life, an accomplished drug dealer. But after serving many, many years behind bars, he finally figured out, you know what? I can't do this anymore. So, clean living, hard work, sober, love him. All right. In fact, his business is called Superior Cleaning and Power Washing. He does snow removal. He does everything. The guy works his tail off. Anyway, he takes the time to play trivia once a week, him taking on audience members. The full show is on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Here's a little piece of how it went down in the most recent edition. Dale, good luck. Brian, you know the rules.
Yep, good luck, Brian.
Good luck, Dale.
Here we go, Dale. I need my glasses. All right. What birds littered Tokyo streets with rotten food in 2001, leading officials to set 100 traps?
What birds littered the streets with rotten foods?
Yeah, they would like carry, I guess they eat it, but then they like drop it in the street, these fucking birds.
Man, you know, there's a few that come to mind, but I'm going to go with them fucking rats with wings, seagulls.
Seagulls! I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Now that means, Brian, you have a chance to steal.
I fucking hate birds, so the only one I'm going to go with is crows.
Crow! That's a damn good guess, because you got a point. You hate birds?
Yeah, they're fucking terrible.
I like birds. All right.
Was crows right?
Crows is correct. Sorry.
That was my second guess, but seagulls, rats with wings are nasty too.
All right, Brian, here you go. What smut-peddling publisher offered $1 million reward to any woman who could prove an affair with a member of Congress in 1998?
Hefner?
Is it Hugh Hefner? I'm sorry, that's incorrect. I'll read it again for Dale. What smut-peddling publisher offered a $1 million reward to any woman who could prove...
Larry Flynn.
Larry Flynn is correct.
Yeah, I had to say the name before I fucking lost it.
That's a steal. You've each stolen one. It's Dale's question.
Hey, we're right back in the game, boys.
What former Fox News star parlayed his on-air talking points into a number one bestseller? Former Fox News Channel star parlayed his on... He used to do a segment called...
There's a couple of them, but I'm going to say it's... Man, there's a couple of them that come to mind right off bat. I'm going to say it's Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson. That is incorrect. I'm going to read it to you, Brian.
You'd be pissed if it's the other one.
What former Fox News star parlayed his on-air talking points into a number one bestseller?
I think former gives me Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly. That is correct.
Fuck, that was my second guess.
Brian Steele's. It's Brian's question.
Good shit, Brian.
What 1987 pioneering simulation computer game actually made an urban planner's job seem interesting? Again, what 1987 pioneering simulation computer game actually made an urban planner's job seem interesting? Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
I think I played this when I was a real little kid. Sim City?
Sim City is correct.
Wow. Shit.
3-1. Brian, Dale's question. What L.A. Lakers sixth man was delighted when fans elected him to start the 1998 All-Star Game? Hint, and I'm going to give you a hint. He wasn't a sixth man his whole career.
He wasn't?
No, he was only a sixth man early in his career.
It was a Lakers star.
What Lakers sixth man was delighted when fans made him?
I'm trying to think of his fucking name, the guy I'm thinking of. Fisher?
I know you're talking about Fisher, Derek Fisher. Yeah. That is incorrect. I'll read it for you, Brian. What Lakers sixth man was delighted when fans had him start the 1998 All-Star Game? Hint, he was only a sixth man to start his career.
1998 Lakers. Kobe Bryant?
That is correct. It is Kobe Bryant, motherfucker.
Wow, I had no idea. I thought he started right off
rip. 4-1, and don't forget $75 on the line. I don't think I mentioned that. This is a $75 person, this one. And that is a steal, and this is Brian's question. Here we go. He could win it right here. What NFL team suits up for home games in black jerseys, black helmets, with black logos?
Black
jersey. Helmet is black, and the logo on the helmet is black.
I've got a couple guesses.
The only thing I can think of is the Raiders.
Somebody show me the Raiders. That is incorrect.
Ooh. Wow. So
I'll read it again.
Black shirts, black helmets with black logo.
Correct.
But the Falcons are red. I think their logos are red. And I think Pittsburgh has some color to it. Who else wears black? Oh, my God, black. I don't think Tampa Bay is black. I know they have a black uniform that they wear sometimes. I don't think it's Tampa Bay. Man, I'm hitting. I'm going to say it's the Falcons, the Atlanta Falcons.
That is correct.
Yeah. I thought they had a little bit of red in theirs, though. It we're is, still hanging in there.
That is a hey, that's
my
a,
question.
That's a steal. It is 4-2. Mm-hmm. Brian's lead, Dale's question. All right. If you want to hear how this game turned out, you got to go to my Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Dale on a bit of a winning streak. All right. 2 games in a row he'd won going into this game. Check out my Patreon to see who wins this one. If Dale is able to complete the comeback. All right, folks. Thanks for checking this out. Otherwise, have a good one. Bye-bye.